This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ten years ago, Snowvember hit Western New York. Where were you when this first hit?
I was in Orchard Park, drove in on the morning that the storm had gotten going, and then made it into the city. Once into the city, we were tracking it live in the morning, and then the situation escalated rather quickly as that lake effect band intensified and locked in on some of the south towns.
What was your biggest memory about the storm as it was forming?
As the storm was forming, it was predicted to be several feet of snow. This was not an unknown issue. This was going to be a good one. And then as it came in, it developed into what a lot of people called the wall, as you could be to the north and you could literally see the wall of the lake effect as it came in off the lake and just hammered areas like Hamburg, Lackawanna, West Seneca, Lancaster in particular. And it was a 1-2 punch. It was one storm, then a short break, and then a second lake effect event hitting the same area. And that's when we saw those snow totals run between 4 and 6 feet in a lot of the areas I mentioned.
And what were your biggest memories, not only just tracking this, but the follow-up, the aftermath of the storm?
Yeah, I think the storm lasted a number of days, and while I was in the studio for a lot of it, I left and went to see this for myself. And driving north of the city, I remember being near the airport on bare pavement, turning onto Transit Road, and literally standing across the street from the edge of what that wall was. You could almost like you could reach out and put your arm into it. It was such a stark change from sunshine to just whiteout conditions. And then driving through that, through portions of Lancaster along Aurora, where there were just walls of snow on either side of the road. It was really an incredible amount of snow in such a short amount of time.
I remember staying with my now wife in Amherst, and Annie and I were saying, there's nothing in Amherst, but the South Towns and Lancaster got it real good. It seemed like there was a specific line as to where the snow stopped.
Yeah, it was very odd how the lake effect storm set up and the winds held their direction. The winds are what whipped the snow band around. And in this situation, the winds locked in and the intensity of the storm. This was really the storm that educated us, kind of allowed us a window into how these massive, strong lake effect bands work. And once that locked in, the size and the strength of the band itself defied the wobbling of the winds around it. And it locked in and it just never left for almost 18 to 20 hours. Then a second one came in and did the same thing. There was such a temperature difference between the lake and the air above it. It was an early season storm in November. It had a lot of power and it was the right setup for that thing to become really one of the largest lake effect events in Western New York history.
And the accumulations, how bad was it?
It was over 70 inches in a number of locations, West Seneca, Alden, Lancaster. Those are the folks that got hit the first time, had a short break, and then got hit a second time. And by the time the 3.5-day event was done, it was a 4-to-6-footer for a bunch of locations.
And how did Snowvember compare to the Snowvember we saw in 2022 and the Christmas blizzard of 2022?
That was a different animal. That was the wind was the driver on that one. Yes, there was a lot of snow, but the lake effect machine did move a little bit more than it did in this situation. So the whiteouts, I think, were more widespread with the blizzard, where this was such a narrow, intense band. I think that's the biggest difference. But if you're inside of that, it really doesn't matter. You can't see a thing in either storm.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.